America Weekend.
You know, Carl, just a few days ago, early evening, I turned the television off with all of its poppycock trivia and negative stories and nearly mesmeric, mindless commercials, and I just listened with the windows open.
Wow.
Okay?
That's wonderful.
What a cacophony of nature's conversation I heard. The tree frogs chatted back and forth, the crickets chirped to their own, and a number of other tiny creatures acknowledged the other's presence with sounds that I never recognized. But then, as if a mute button was pushed, all sound stopped. I listened intently, and there in the distance was the sound of muffled thunder. A storm cell was moving our way. The creatures of the vocal night knew way before I did that something was coming. Something was changing the evening dynamic, and they were attuned to its presence.
Yep.
Now, at that moment, it was like an epiphany. I decided I would try to listen more. What a treat. What a doorway to the kingdom of nature. It was an encyclopedia of sound that I knew was there because I'd heard it sometime before in my life. But I'd forgotten it until I turned off the mechanical sound.
That's extraordinary. And I applaud you for listening to what I, for lack of a better term, the real. Because that is the real. That is the real of life.
That's the R-E-A-L, yes. Not the R-E-E-L.
That's correct. The R-E-A-L, the real. That is what we don't do that much anymore, and we should. When someone says, did you hear me or did you listen? The sounds that are around us, and when you look at something, did you see it? All of those things are part of the noise of life. And I applaud your opportunity to be able to even do that, because many people will spend their entire life not being able to do that.
Well, I live in a rural area.
Yes.
And when I opened the windows, it was a warmish night when I turned the television off. I can truly hear. I mean, I live very, very rural, and I love that.
Yes.
You grew up in the Midtown Manhattan.
Yes.
Not Midtown, but in the Greenwich Village.
Close enough.
but my point is, what you heard were sirens and people talking in apartments probably close by. And
close enough. Yes.
And pigeons roosting on the roof.
Yep. Yeah. But you know the appreciation for, I remember, now that you bring this up, I remember one night, and this is in Don Bosco, New York, which is not too far away from where you are, by the way.
No.
There was a camp there run by the Brothers of St. Charles. And we were brought up there, and this one night, Father Dominic came into the dorm area. We were getting ready to do our nightly thing and our prayers and all of that stuff. And he said, I want you guys to come with me. You, and he picked a few of us. I was one of them. Come with me. Get your flashlights. We have flashlights out. The flashlights that stood up and they had the little thing attached to your thing.
Yeah.
So those kinds of flashlights.
Old. It was a military flashlight.
Thank you. But these were the converted kind. And nonetheless, out in this field we went, this middle of this field. And then he says, shut off the flashlights, lie down and look up. And oh my God, all of the stars. I had never seen the Milky Way before.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know, and I'm going to be embarrassed to say this, but for many, many years, I did not know why they called it the Milky Way. Now, common sense will say when you look up, looks like you've got milk in the sky.
Yeah.
That's why they call it the Milky Way.
A stream of milk.
Yes, looks like a cloud. You know, but I saw it for the first time in my life, all of the stars.
As Carl Sagan would say.
Yes.
Billions and billions.
Well, there they were, and I was absolutely flabbergasted. There must have been 13 or 14 of us there lying straight up looking at this extraordinary view of the end of time and the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed my life. That moment changed my life forever. To this day, I can remember,
it
changed my life forever.
It was Shakespeare who said, one touch of nature makes the whole world kin.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that. Yes, interesting.
But isn't that the truth?
It is absolutely
true. I mean, you felt at one with not only the world, but with nature, with the universe.
With all that there is.
Right.
All right. I was part of it, okay? And it really just rocked my shoes. That was amazing.
There's another one from Shakespeare where, we find sermons in stones, books in running brooks, and... what is it now? Boy, I've lost it. I'll have to think of that.
It's
the Forest of Argon.
It'll come to you. The more you try, the worse it'll get. You know that.
I know. No. It's sermons in stones, books in running brooks, and book or something in trees. Anyway, I'll get that for one of our programs
in the
future.
On the next program, it'll lead the segment.
The worst thing you can do is try to make a quote and then forget it.
I do it all the time.
You know, that's so stupid.
I do it all the time. Anyway, it's on the tip of your tongue, and then it just disappears. I would like to know where the heck they go. I got it, and then all of a sudden, it's like, where'd it go? It was right here in front of me. I had it, and then something else comes into your head, and it's gone. to follow up on that quick thought about that field in Don Bosco of New York State, today I would have to go 6,000 miles away from here to see the same thing again.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I think I do. Because
Carl, I live 90 miles north of New York City, and I see that every night.
Well, we're going up to Ronald's roof. We're going to lie down by the pool.
Absolutely, you could do
that. Is it that dark where you are?
Oh, of course.
Because it's the ambient light that makes the inability to be able to see
it. You're right. The city, and there are many cities and towns and villages today who have lots of lights.
That weren't there before.
Yeah.
See, and this is 1957.
Yeah.
You
can still see that today. You don't need to go 6,000 miles
really,
away.
Really?
I mean, you might see it better if you're in the Arctic.
Well, they're saying that, you know, they have tours now. Atlantic tours that go out into the Atlantic Ocean south of the equator and right in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean near the South Atlantic, and you're there.
Yeah, but
the ship lights go off, and there you are.
Even though you'll see the Milky Way, you'll see a different portion of the Milky Way in the Southern Hemisphere.
As the Earth turns, okay? But at this point in my life, I'll see any portion I can get.
Well, you ought to take your daughter. That ought to be one of your bucket list things for your daughter.
Yes, it is. I think she has got to do that because it changed my life. It was so dynamic, so profound. I spent the next day... even the priest said to me, you're very quiet. Because I was never quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not my thing to be quiet. He said, well, you're very quiet today. I said, I'm thinking. And I was moved by that. I was so moved by it. It just took me away. And then, of course, the day after that, I was back in the city, and then it was forgotten. And then it has recurred and repeated itself in my thinking over the past 60 years.
Let's see. Here was a gift of a single individual who became... A moment was a teacher, was a educator.
Yes.
But who shared with you something that you can never teach in a classroom.
No, absolutely not. And it also allows the individual, however young he or she may be, to come to a conclusion of the oneness of this universe all by themselves.
Yep.
Because he said absolutely nothing. He just said, look up. Shut your lights off and look up. That's all he said. And that was the end of it. Then when about an hour or so later, I don't know how long it was, we finally left the field and went back into the...
Did you guys, gals, ever talk about that?
No, we never did after that for some reason. It's almost as if it happened. There was no follow-up.
Would have been an interesting discussion
of
opportunity.
Of course. But for some reason, he did not want to do it. He just said, look up. And then a couple of hours later, he said, it's time to go to bed. And that was it. And then it stayed with me. I was so mesmerized. Of course, they were the shooting stars.
Probably wasn't even 2 hours, but
it seemed again in time. Who knows how long it was? But for me, it could have been all night.
Yeah,
it could have been a blink. It could have been 10 minutes. It could have been a moment.
Right.
Whatever it was, I never forgot the look. I could see those same stars, the positions they're in. To this day, I could if I could draw it. That's it. I could see it today. It's as clear as a bell.
Yeah.
That's how much it shook me. And then I stopped talking about it.
You know, there are many moments like that in all of our lives, and it would be nice someday to find out what some of those moments are from those who choose to listen to us.
Yes.
Those profound moments that changed their life or changed their perspective on what they thought life was.
It changed my life profoundly.
Yeah.
To such a point that it moved me to silence. And that was always a tough thing to do in those days. Hmm. Still is a tough thing to do today. And that's why we're in this business, Roland.
Well, I don't know about silence. We're in this business because we're willing to pontificate just about anything we're willing to pontificate about.
And so we shall as we continue on. It has been a show.
It has.
And we continue on with you, ladies and gentlemen. And this is called Sabatino. I'm thanking you all for listening on down the line. And Roland Smith. And this is Smith Sabatino, enjoying every moment. Thank you, Kevin Wolf, as always, as he gives me the fingers in the air. Call Sabatino until
next time.
America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.